and welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David Gennaro, and this week we have been putting to test the Joshua 1:8 promise. I think this is the most important promise you'll ever hear in life. And so I want you to believe that it's true. It asks a great commitment from you, but it promises a great reward. And anything like that that asks a great commitment but promises a great reward, you should, one, take it seriously. You know, why miss the great reward if it's true? You know, if you're getting sound advice that's going to lead you to the things you want, then you should want to pay attention and investigate and see, hey, maybe this is true. But when it's asking a great commitment of you, you don't want to just jump into it without putting some thought into it. Do I really trust this? So that's what the Joshua 1:8 promise is all about. It says, keep this book of the law on your lips always, meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Now that's a lot of commitment that it's asking you. It's asking you to constantly study the Bible, constantly obey it in every area of life, dedicate your life to living out a life according to what the Bible teaches. So that's a high commitment level. But then there's the promise. It says, then you will be prosperous and successful. And that's what all of us want in life. If you're prosperous and successful, you know, you can't ask for a better life than that. That is by definition exactly the best life you can live. So I'm asking you to consider this. And this week I have been demonstrating to you that this really is what the Bible says about itself. Not only in Joshua 1:8, but in the Psalms, in Peter, in James, in the teachings of Jesus, in the writings of Paul, we've seen different examples where they all teach us that the Scriptures, the purpose of the Bible, is to guide us to a prosperous and successful life. This isn't just a promise for Joshua or great heroes of the Bible. This is a promise for you. And what I want to continue doing and moving into next week as well is to answer objections you may have. You may say, well, wait a minute, that's going to be really hard. There's going to be a lot of work involved. There's going to be a lot of changes I'm going to have to make in my life if I'm going to do what Joshua 1:8 says and carefully study and follow the Bible. How do I really know that's so? So I'm going to go through those objections one at a time. One I'm going to introduce today is you might be a little hesitant about using the Bible to pursue a prosperous and successful life because something sounds a little bit wrong about that. In other words, are we as followers of Jesus, are we as Christians, are we supposed to want to be prosperous and successful? That almost sounds a little greedy. It almost sounds like I'm being too self-absorbed and I'm not. Isn't the Bible supposed to be about loving others and caring for the least of these, and sacrificing yourself for the sake of others? And so to desire prosperity and to pursue prosperity, that doesn't seem to fit with what I think about the Christian life. All right. And that might make you be a little hesitant to really plunge into studying and following the Bible to be prosperous and successful. All right. If that is a question rolling around in your mind, maybe you hadn't even kind of voiced it out yet, maybe you hadn't really consciously thought of it, but now that I say it, you say, yeah, you know, that causes me a little hesitation in really embracing the Joshua 1:8 promise. Let me say some things about this, and I'm probably not going to say it all today, but one, the Bible itself gives you this promise. This is God's word. This is why we've gone through so many scriptures this week that teach this, so that you know that, hey, there's not a problem with pursuing prosperity and success as far as the Bible is concerned. There might be a problem in your mind, or it might be more of a problem of how do different things in the Bible fit together. Because you are onto something. The Bible does say that we are to love others. The Bible does say we are to give to others. We're to look out for the least of these. Life isn't all about us. In fact, the Bible says the ultimate purpose in life is to glorify God, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness. We saw the other day, Jesus says. So there's some truth to that. In fact, Jesus says, take up your cross, deny yourself, and follow Him. Okay, so there is some truth that we're not just to be all about us and how can we have a prosperous life. However, what the Bible also says is that is the path to being prosperous and successful. It's dying to yourself. It's taking up your cross. It's saying, I'm not going to live for me and my concerns and my own benefit. I'm going to give my life to others. I'm going to love God first. And as I love God and get to know God, I learn that He wants me to love others because He is a loving God. He loves others. So I want to love others. I want to care for others. I want to consider others' interests above my own. I want to love others as myself. I want to be the Good Samaritan. And as you embrace that mentality and lifestyle, that's when you really begin to enjoy life. That's when you find that full life. So nothing I'm saying is about being prosperous and successful is that the Bible is like the guide to having all of the riches of this world and having all of the pleasures that this world has to offer, and it's just all about how you can get all the selfish things you've ever wanted. If you want power, if you want money, you know, if you want to be popular and famous and you want to be a superstar in sports, whatever it is that you want and crave for your own personal satisfaction, then following the Bible is the way to get there. No, not at all. Because what we have to first do is define what is being prosperous and successful. And if you might have one view of being prosperous and successful, it might focus on money. If I can just become a millionaire, then I'll be prosperous and successful. And in reality, if that's what you're living your life for, and you'll do anything to get it, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with making a lot of money, but I'm saying if you make that the goal of your life, if you define success that way, and you're willing to pay any price, friendships, marriage, you know, your relationship with God, church, your care for others, if you're willing to make money your number one priority and you'll sacrifice anything to get money because that's how you define success, the Bible says you're going to be a failure. You're going to be like what Jesus says in Matthew 7, the foolish man who built his house on the sand. And when the storm of life comes, your house is going to come crashing down. You're going to get to the end of your life and you're going to say, I lived my life for meaningless things. It's here today and gone tomorrow. What a waste. You're going to ultimately in your soul, you're going to have your joy taken from you. You're going to have your sense of purpose and your love for life. It's going to eat away until you start living for others. Okay, so what I'm saying about living according to the Bible to be prosperous and successful is first, understand that God knows how we were created, how we were designed to function well. He made us. He made our hearts, our emotions, our mind. He knows what's going to make us thrive. And just living to accumulate stuff for yourself, isn't it? So when the Bible talks about sacrificing and loving others, it's not like a competing view with living for being prosperous and successful. No, the Bible's actually giving us the way to be prosperous and successful. And you might think, well, if that's what being prosperous and successful is, well, then I don't want to be prosperous and successful. You know, if you're living your life for things other than God and serving others, which is where most people, if we're honest, are right now, you're living your life to get by. You're living your life to have as minimal number of problems, financial problems, and other disruptions in life. You're living to be pain-free. If that's you, you're where most people are. But the Bible calls us to a higher view of life. The Bible calls us to think, how can I use this life God has given me to bless others? And when you do that, these other issues tend to go away. Not that you don't have financial problems, but you learn to have joy and trust in God and have a great relationship with God as you go through the trial. So I have a lot more to say about this. We'll pick up here next week. I do hope that you find the wisdom of God, that it is there to guide you because God loves you, that you find it in the Bible. And I hope this program encourages you each week as I seek to grow your confidence that that's true. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.